Part 2, starting now. When Britain first became an industrial nation, our prosperity was founded on the abundant supplies of coal which were available to provide power. We also had plentiful supplies of iron ore to help us produce the machinery we needed. Thus, mining was very important to us, but during this century, other forms of power have been developed, and although coal is still needed, it is not in such huge quantities as before. However, although oil is a rival to coal, it has one disadvantage, that it must be imported from the Middle East. And, as in the case of food, we are reluctant to become too dependent on sources which may be cut off for reasons beyond our control. Like the railways, the coal industry must move with the times and become more efficient so that it can pay its way and be competitive. To some extent, we are limited in extractive industry because we can only take from the earth or the sea what is already there. Of course, in farming, the production obtained can be increased by improved methods, and the disadvantages of soil or climate can be overcome. Also, by sensible planning, such as replanting forests, protecting young fish, and scientific rearing of animals, we can safeguard what nature has already offered us. Generally speaking, however, there are limits to extractive industry. It plays a great part in this country's economy, but not such a great part as the other division of industry, which we call manufacturing. We have been known as the workshop of the world, and it is in this division of industry that we have really excelled. End of part 2.